One, two, is this on?
And welcome to another bang.
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
Well, the first round is 5 games.
Now they extended that to 7 now.
Oh, they extended to 7?
Yeah.
That's the 7 in all rounds.
Unfortunately.
Why?
Makes your shit go too long.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who wants to watch the Bucks get beat 4 times in a row?
What else? Money.
It's like Miami drew a scrimmage round.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arresting. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. It'll prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't wanna tussle with them. I'll be there for them, coming to grave with them. You're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the war pack. Don't turn your back on the war pack. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by my brother, D. Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And we also have two special guests tonight. One is a returning guest, Charlie from Third Design.
How y'all doing out there?
Fine, sir.
We are well, and we have a first-time guest on. This gentleman has been friends with Adam Black for how long?
Oh, wow. God. Damn near 20 years, man.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Good God. Definitely getting old. I met this gentleman at Valdosta State University, VSU. In 1994, my freshman year there, we've been friends ever since, and I want to introduce to the Click Nation audience to my boy Herman.
Hey, what's up, Click Nation?
We like expansion here on the Click Nation. You know, folks like William B. West have joked that, you know, every episode is a different person is add to the click
somehow.
So, you know, of course now we got to keep expanding and branching out and bringing on more and more of the of our friends and buddies. I've been trying to reach out to some of my buddies to no avail, you know, besides Brandy from BLR Productions. It's the four of us tonight. No Mr. Banff and no Leroy Jetstream tonight. They'll of course be back later. But we thought since the NBA playoffs are currently under going taking place right now, it'd be a good opportunity to discuss the NBA season as a whole, and then to also sort of break down how we see the playoffs going and who our picks would be to play in the finals.
Yeah. Should be fun.
So I know you guys wanted to start with the start, just I guess give the summary of the season as a whole.
Well, I do want to give a little background. Mr. Herman here, he is a coach, so he knows X's and O's about the sport. So I definitely trust his knowledge of the game. And Charlie is an all-around
sports guru.
Yes.
I try. Yeah.
So, and I, of course, know Tim Dog, you know, watches basketball and everything, so... Now, you know, I always, you know, any advice, I just, as far as basketball or sports in general, I always defer to these gentlemen. My only highlight of the season was just the fact that I was happy that the Lakers sucked. So,
yeah.
I second that one, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. And this game was on. I'm sorry. But yeah.
Game two.
Yeah. Well, more like my Kirsten, she plays it. So.
What game?
That Simpsons Tapped Out.
Is that a phone iPhone game or something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, I don't know anything about those phone games. I gave those up years ago.
Oh, like you grew up or something.
I just got tired of them, like the word free and all that other stuff. I just got tired of them.
Just admit it, you ain't know any words.
I know many words, thank you very much.
Nah, that Ruzzle, I mean, like, you know, I played it once with somebody and was like, was and is, and I'm like, that's not enough points to win the game.
I just use my phone to Twitter with and check my mail and whatnot. I don't have time to keep getting notifications that it's my move. I'll move when I want to move.
Which is pretty much...
You might actually want to take some phone calls with that phone off.
Yeah.
Not too much of that goes on. Okay. Plus, I'm on an Android phone and it wants to drain battery all the time. And yeah.
Team iPhone. Yeah, get back to the iPhone, sir.
In the fall.
Well, I have an S3 in it. It worked fine for me. So
I have an S2. And I like it and hate it at the same time.
I ain't complaining about my iPhone.
Nah,
on my iPad, on my MacBook.
I got all. I have all but the iPhone sitting here with me on my table right now.
Yeah, I got my iPhone and my iPad. I can't get the MacBook quite yet. That's a little bit more than I can do right now.
It ain't cheap.
No, it's not. But that's cool. Somehow I'll get it. But that was my main highlight. Of course, you know, as far as the NBA season, you know, it was amazing seeing the Heat with their win streak. But beyond that, it's hard for me to keep up with the NBA during the regular season. I just look forward more to playoff action and that type of thing. Of course, I keep track of the Hawks, you know, because I'm from Georgia. So I keep track of the Hawks, unfortunately.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, yeah. Keep track of the Hawks, you know, and the Heat mainly. And of course, keep track of the Lakers just to see how bad they're sucking. But they still got into the playoffs, so
let's remind people how the Lakers season started. You know, in the off season, oh, we've got Chris Paul. Oh, we don't have Chris Paul. Oh, we got Steve Nash instead. And we also got Dwight Howard. Oh, we can't be stopped. Oh, we got to a bad start. Oh, we're going to fire our coach like 6 games into the season.
Well, don't forget that. I mean, don't forget that they also lost every single preseason game, too.
Oh, yeah. Did they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, there's going to be some things that go on in preseason. You're tinkering around with the new offense, especially with Mike Brown coming in. You know, he's got a running start coming in from Cleveland, dealing with LeBron. So he's got his one superstar, Kobe, just like he had his one superstar, LeBron. How do I run a team around them? So you're going to tinker a little bit in preseason. So a couple losses here and there is okay. You're going to bring up some guys from D-League, give them a tryout here and there. But when you lose all 8 games in preseason, that's not a good sign. You got to figure something out.
Especially when you know chemistry isn't working during those games.
Right.
Well, that's why they got rid of their coach.
Right.
And they're going to bring Phil Jackson in. Nope.
No, Phil's not. Nah. Phil ain't taking no backward steps, man.
You think he would have totally rebuilt everything or just tried to make it work with what he had?
Where the Lakers messed up was Phil would have come back in, but he wanted more control over the organization. He wanted, if memory serves, he wanted a little bit of ownership piece. I'm not quite sure about that, but he wanted more control of the organization as a whole, and the Buzz family wasn't willing to give him that. So he parted away. He stayed at home, enjoying himself and, you know, watching the Lakers just burn out.
And, you know, offering his, you know, little tidbits, you know, as Phil does,
yeah,
know, during the season. Oh, their coaching stinks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's on Twitter now, so.
Yes, he is.
Oh, shit.
He doesn't tweet about the games, the NBA games, unfortunately.
Awesome. Well, he dropped one last night.
Oh, did
he? Yeah, after Chris Paul hit that game winner with 0.1 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a little folks say he had a little push off in there. So you know, Phil Jackson commented on the push off. Well, then everybody started firing back at him because what happened in Game 6 in Utah when Jordan got ring number 6?
Gosh.
The push off. So Phil comes back and says, it wasn't really a push off. It was a helping hand to a broken down comrade. Oh.
Now that's Phil Jackson, boy.
Yep, Mr. Witty.
Oh, yeah. So, but you know, for me, the Lakers going down, I loved it. I couldn't get. Dude, I was about to buy the DirecTV package so I could watch all the West Coast games. Just watch the Lakers go down.
Yeah, man. If they didn't make the playoffs, it would have just made everything just so much, you know, so much
sweeter. Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna tell you.
I'll admit it. I rooted against them, too.
This is the first time in my life I've been a Utah Jazz fan. I can't see Utah. But had they won them last two games, they'd have been in the playoffs.
You knew that was going to play out the way it did.
Yeah, man, I was sitting there with the calendar, like, all right, that's a win, that's a win, that's a loss. We're gonna give them that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, following Utah, that is sad.
Hmm. So, yeah, that's how their season went.
And then, you know, Kobe getting hurt, you know. I mean, I was like, he got hurt when? Holy shit. Yeah. How many games left? Aw,
damn. But you know what they did, though?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the Barry Sanders treatment.
Yeah.
Because like they called a foul on the injury.
Yeah.
Even though it was, like, no contact.
Yeah, there was no foul there. But, you know, the D'Antoni ran him into the ground.
Oh, yeah.
There was no reliable offense he could go to. He had to be the man every night. You can't be, and no, Kobe's our age. You can't be our age
still playing.
Hey, Herm, what you talking about our age?
Actually, Kobe, I think Kobe,
you just said y'all been friends 20 years.
Yeah. I think Kobe,
well, actually, yeah, make sure you get it, that far out.
Yeah,
but,
I think he's like a year or two younger than us.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But he's like, okay, yeah.
But okay, our age is old for the NBA, I guess.
Yeah, at that level, and that's what I'm saying. At that level, you can't run that many minutes day in and day out, plus practice time, plus everything else, and carry the team just to hope to get a playoff spot because the other 11 guys around you suck.
But, you know, they did well with Kobe out of the lineup, kind of, sort of, even though they're going to get torched by the Spurs, but...
You mean they made the playoffs with Kobe out of the lineup?
NBA could have them not make it.
Well, they got that streak going for them. I think the last time the Lakers actually missed the playoffs was like the year Kobe was born or something like that.
Yeah, I think I remember reading that.
It's been some ridiculous streak. So, you know, you got that going for you. Here's another first round sweep.
Oh well, it just made my heart just giddy. Oh God, they suck. Great.
Yeah, and what's worse is the Clippers even better.
Same city, man.
Yeah. Now I've got a friend. He's from LA, diehard Lakers fan. Mm-hmm. And to see the Clippers come up and the Lakers go down in the same year, it wasn't like they had competitive battles over these, you know, 3 or 5 years or whatever, where some teams were up, some were down.
No.
The Lakers hit the bottom and the Clippers went straight up. So for him to see that was absolutely hilarious. He hated it. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Now, do you think the Clippers will be able to keep it up for, you know, not just this year, but, you know, keep this, you know, momentum going over the next couple years at least?
I don't know, because free agency has changed the game so much. Right now, the biggest thing people talk about during All-Star weekend, mm-hmm. isn't the All-Star game. It's the trade deadline that's coming up. Who's going to get this move? Who's going to go here? Who's going to go there? So, free agency has totally changed the game. It all depends on who's got the money, who's willing to pay luxury tax, who's willing to give this player that. There's no more team loyalty. You can't, you know, I think we're probably like the last generation to ever root for a team. Everyone else roots for their players.
True.
It's hard to tell. If they hold it together, they'll be fine. But you know what? I would have said the same thing about Dallas. I would have given Dallas 2 more years. Had they kept that team together.
Yeah, that is true. They were just 2 years removed from when they won a championship. And then after that, it's just like no one cared anymore.
Yeah, it's to the scrap shop.
Yeah, everybody want to go play with their buddies now.
Mm-hmm.
Can I pair up with them to win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this about the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
For this season, at least for this postseason, what happens with the Clippers depends on one man, and that's Caron Butler. If Caron Butler stays hot, they're going to be unstoppable, because he has the ability to spread the floor to where now you've got Chris Paul penetrating, who can kick the ball anywhere. Yeah, Caron Butler, if he stays hot, who can drop shots from anywhere. You got Blake Griffin, who pretty much controls the paint. DeAndre Jordan on the defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Jamal Crawford come off the bench.
Oh yeah.
Who in his own right is just downright nasty.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, Hawks had him, but you know.
Yeah, that's that money thing, man.
They just gonna
have to resign him. Damn.
They actually got a younger, better version of him in Lou Williams. He just blew his knee out.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
All right. Now, what did y'all think about the Heat's winning streak?
Well, I thought it was impressive.
Yeah, it was neat. I'll say that until they go 72-10. Ain't nobody. I'm sorry. Until they go 73-9, ain't nobody.
Okay, they have to beat Jordan. They have to beat that. What year was that? Was that the 95 or no? That was the last championship, right?
Yeah, I think it was 96. Yeah. I think.
Or nice. Yeah, our age. Can't remember it.
Yeah.
But it was pretty impressive just waking up every morning. They won again. They won again. They won again.
Yeah.
I thought it was impressive. And, I mean, Herm, you have a good point. But, I mean, I think, like, in today's NBA where teams, you know, really don't play defense until the fourth quarter. No, games are not decided until the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty impressive thing, you know. So I'm not gonna knock them. I'm not gonna hate on them. You know, they went out and balled. You know, every night you got to play who in front of you and you got to win, and they did that. So
let me ask you this, Charlie.
I gotta give them they do.
Let me ask you this: if you take this Heat team and you put them in Madison Square Garden back in 1991, would they even stand a chance? Think about it now. You got Charles Oakley, you got Patrick Ewing, you got John Starks. Would they even stand a chance?
since they have the best player on the planet right now, I think so.
I think it'll be competitive. I think what really hurt them is, like, that Knick team that you was talking about, they had some interior players, you know. Mm-hmm. The Heat is very thin on the inside. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be able to guard those guys down low. That's the only weakness I could see.
And I'm going to remind y'all, back in 91, the rules were different. Defense was defense. If you're going to score in the paint, you going to knock me out of the way.
Yeah, there was some battles going on back then.
There's no way. I'm going to tell you now, there's no way that the Boshers would hold up back in the early 90s.
Oh man.
Look, LeBron, I'm sorry, as much of a beast that LeBron is, mm-hmm. the physicality he brings to the game,
yeah,
they would hurt him.
Yeah, you can't come down. You couldn't have come down the lane like that back in the day.
No,
because you gonna be clothesline.
Everyone remembers the Jordan rules.
Yeah, let this Miami team go out to Seattle and let LeBron match up against Sean Kemp.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, yeah, Sean Kemp and all 14 of his babies.
Rest in peace, Seattle Supersonics.
He would get manhandled straight up.
They allowed hand checking and that type of thing back then. Now the rules are a lot tighter, so you know you can get away with a little bit more now. You know that you can't hand check like you could back in, I guess, our day.
Yeah, the rules favor the offensive player now, so it's easier for them to score.
Yeah.
So you take any team from now, send them back then, they don't stand a chance. When defenses were tougher and there was a physicality to the game, they don't stand a chance. So for a team to go 72-10 in that environment is way more impressive than the Heat's, what was it, 27 game win streak, mm-hmm. which was, you know, beaten by the Lakers. They still hadn't come up on the Lakers, what, 33 from back in the 70s?
Yeah.
When it was even, don't forget, back in the 70s, they had Kermit Washington knocking people out. That's hardcore right there, man.
Yeah, man. The Heat finished 66-16.
Mm-hmm.
So, tough to do.
It is.
All right. Anything else stand out from the season? Were y'all shocked that Derrick Rose didn't, you know, come back even though, you know, injury?
No, yeah. No.
Why risk it?
Yeah, and the type of player he is,
mm-hmm.
he's such an explosive player. That's how he injured in the first place.
Yeah,
it wasn't because he got hit. His style of play, he just is such an explosive player that he's the biggest risk. He's the biggest liability to himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, in any athlete who doesn't have 100% peace of mind and he's not 100% confident with his abilities is going to suffer. So, you know, I don't see a problem with him sitting out this season. He should not come back in the playoffs. If he does, it's only going to hurt the team. So.
Yeah, I agree with you, Herm. I feel like an athlete knows his body better than anybody else. And, true. I mean, if doctors clear you to play, if it's something that you feel, you know, about yourself that you're not ready, then you shouldn't suit up. You shouldn't step out there on that court because, you know, you're putting yourself in jeopardy. You know, you become a liability to your team and to your teammates. And, you know, your whole future is at risk. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I just got upset when I kept hearing people say, oh, he should come back. I'm like, the season's almost over.
Yeah.
When it finally was over, I'm like, why are y'all talking about having this man come back? I mean, there's no point. You might as well just sit down and just be real healthy for the beginning of next year.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's one thing to be healthy, and it's another thing to be in game shape. And, you know, I wouldn't say he's in game shape now, even mm-hmm. though he might be healthy enough to practice. It's one thing that, you know, to do that, but then to step out there on the court and, you know, play a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't risk it.
And don't forget, regular season is different than postseason. There's a whole nother
it's night and day.
Yeah.
Everyone's playing a lot more defense in the postseason. But I don't know. I think that whole the guy from the Vikings, Adrian Peterson, when he had, I guess, a similar injury and he came back so well, everyone keeps thinking that everyone's supposed to come back that way. I'm like, I just don't
Everybody see ain't AP.
He's a freak of nature.
Yeah.
No, I will say, you know, the highlight for me for this NBA season was the fact that Carmelo finally showed up in New York after a year.
Oh, yeah. That was my next thing. I was going to ask you what y'all thought about them Knicks.
I don't think they're championship ready yet. They got some issues to work out as far as balancing out Tyson Chandler and Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo.
Mm-hmm.
When they find the right balance, they're gonna. I mean, for the next couple of years, they're aging. I actually think they're the oldest team in the league. But when they get that balance right, they'll be very hard to beat for that 1 or 2 years that they really have left. But you know, Carmelo finally showing up in New York after the ink on his contract been dry for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see him. Glad to see him.
I'm, you know, they'll make a. I think I have them getting to the finals, but you know, or to the conference finals, excuse me. But you know, I'm not having them get past Miami just yet.
Right, right. I wouldn't give them that. Wouldn't give them that. I will say, even though, you know, as good of a season as Carmelo had, you know, there's one guy in the league I think who had an equally bad season. And it's not always based on performance.
Uh-huh.
But this year's poster child, that doggone Brandon Knight.
you enjoyed his posters?
which one? The one where...
Who was the first one?
The first one was when Kyrie Irving straight up embarrassed him weekend.
Yeah, that was the crossover.
Twice in a row. you know, the first time he got back up and played off, the second time he just tried to jump, missed the floor, and ended up laying out really bad.
The Nets will wind up doing a trade.
For Smith or for somebody else?
Kyrie Irving with that layup. Maybe you make a move with him right now to try and get. They probably could use like an athletic, long 2-3, 3-2 type of guy to defend other teams. Small forwards.
That you would rather do in an all-star game but to cross someone over, make them fall, and hit the jump shot.
And what a move by Kyrie Irving.
Wow, the ball handling in this league. Look at him when he falls. Uh-oh, you're not close enough. Sorry, young boy. I'm going to have to knock this down and get the oohs and ahs of Houston. Wonderful, beautiful move by Irving.
He's got Knight in front of him once again with 6 on the shot clock. Crossover, cradle, bucket.
Man, he showed a little toughness at the end of that. A little toughness.
32 points for last year's MVP and the Rookie of the Year, Kyrie Irving, who is putting on a show here late in the Rising Stars.
Then come back in, you know, regular season, about a month later, he is buried by DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan had a look on his face like, man, did I just really do it to this kid?
yeah, when he walked away from it.
Yeah. Dang. So, I mean, it was not a good year for Brandon Knight.
No.
I like his Twitter comment after DeAndre post, you know, just laid him out like a chalk outline, which was the meme that everyone created online, was, you know, chalk outlines, and then people dubbing over Jim Ross.
Oh, yeah.
My God!
He broke him in half!
But yeah, he came on Twitter the next morning and was like, man, no one told us in the scouting report that the Clippers threw lobs.
Lob City, baby.
Shows he's a good sport.
Here comes Chris Paul. The lob. The jam! Oh, what a monster jam by DeAndre Jordan! Look at Blake. Look at the bench. Lamar Odom walks all the way down to the other end of the floor with almost a sheepish grin on his face. I want to see it again. This could be
I'm telling you, folks, can't get tired of seeing this. Oh. Just pick an angle.
Have you ever seen, Ralph, a left-handed person throw a ball down with the right hand?
Because, yeah, people were just
at that point.
People were just killing them online.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I got to say, the NBA is the only sport where you can get criticized for trying to play defense.
I know, right? That's yeah. What I took away from it. It's like, don't.
Hey, yeah, if you see somebody going up for a tomahawk, don't be on the other end of the floor.
Yeah.
Just go on down to the other end and, you know, try and do a fast break or whatever.
And if you happen to be down there, get out the way.
Just let him
get out
just
the way. Get out the way.
Man. But yeah. Good to see, you know, now we're in the playoffs, so.
Yes, the playoffs have started. Last, I guess, thing from the regular season to ask the fellas. You know, the season started with the big blockbuster trade between the Rockets and
the Knicks.
Thunder.
Oh, you're talking about
James Harden. How do you think that has affected the Thunder, good or bad?
Well, I can say it doesn't necessarily make them a better team. I mean, you think about, look at the production James Harden put up in Houston. You know, he had some outstanding numbers. And to me, that's a piece that you're going to be missing if you're facing somebody like Miami. You're not going to have, you know, a James Harden to give you that kind of production. So going forward, you know, I think Oklahoma City is a strong team, but that was a big piece to lose.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you got somebody like, I mean, even last year, James Harden come off the bench. Any other team in this league, James Harden is starting, and he's still to put up the same numbers he put up this year. The only difference is that Scott had him coming off the bench to strengthen that second unit, which is not a bad idea. You see where it got him.
Yeah.
So when you have somebody that strong who can carry your second squad, I mean, that's always a plus, you know. Having, you know, and not having the money to match the Houston Rockets, I think they did the best thing they could in signing Martin. The kid's a shooter. He's not a James Harden. You're not going to find many James Hardens who have an immediate impact like that.
Right.
But you know, for what they were able to do, I think they made a good move. I think the one trade, this wasn't really a trade. This is more about money and salary matching. Also, that actually benefited both teams the most would be between Houston and the Knicks. The Knicks getting rid of Jeremy Lin and Houston picking him back up to complement James Harden. And then for the Knicks to be able to create the team they have now, I think that trade worked out best for both teams.
Yeah, that the Lin pickup actually came first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got him into the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. The Knicks decided not to match the offer sheet from Houston. People thought they were crazy. But then you got to look at, okay, if we do match that, we're going to end up paying luxury tax on this kid.
Yeah.
Who is not, he's good, but he's not
great.
But he's not one of the top point guards in the league, let's face it.
And the Knicks was able to get Felton back, you know, who they did. Right. In the trade to get Carmelo, so you know that benefited them. You know, he was comfortable in that system, so, and they felt like, you know, they really had something with Felton there, and I'm pretty sure they were happy to get him back even though they lost Lin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, I think both teams benefited from that situation. I think the Knicks benefited more than anybody though.
Yeah, and ended up being the second overall seed in the East, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Sure is.
another plus for them. Even if they don't have Amari now.
I think they'll be alright.
With the scoring champ on their team.
Right.
Yeah, just pass it to Carmelo.
Because remember when towards the end of the season when Amari came back for a little bit, people were more concerned with, okay, how is this going to affect the flow of the team? The ball distribution, minutes played, this and that. How's it going to affect? At that point, the Nets were on a roll. And people were like, how's this going to affect it? They weren't saying, all right, now we're getting Amari back. They were like, all right, what's going to happen now? So I don't think they're going to be too bad off without Amari. I think they'll figure it out.
Cool.
Yep.
So now we can get into the playoffs.
All right. I guess we'll just start. We'll just talk about the matchups, really. We don't have to go, you know, especially the first round, we don't really have to go real in depth unless y'all want to. We'll start off in the East. The defending champs, Miami Heat, take on the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know, despite what Brandon Jennings thinks, Miami goes, well, Miami wins this next game and shut it out.
Man.
Yeah, I don't think there's much to say about this one, you know.
They've been relegated to NBA TV tonight.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I'm pretty much hands down, everyone pretty much considers Miami the winners of that one.
Heat and four.
All right. The next one, we have the Nets of Brooklyn. And taking on the Chicago Bulls.
That's going to be, of course, we're taping this on Tuesday, April 23rd. So the games have already started. And right now, that series is tied a game apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I still see that series going at least six games, if not seven.
Well, the first round is five games.
Now it's ended at seven now.
Oh, they can't seven?
Yeah.
That's the seven in all rounds.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Why?
Makes your shit go too long.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who wants to watch the Bucks get beat four times in a row?
Why else? Money.
It's like Miami drew a scrimmage round.
I mean, I preferred it. I always liked the best of five. It just got the first round over with.
Yeah.
And then you had more chances for those crazy upsets, like the eights being the ones.
Yeah, who could forget Mutombo laying on the floor, laughing, crying, holding that basketball?
Yeah. Oh man, I actually watched that Sonics documentary. It was on YouTube, and I watched the whole thing. And that was eating up Gary Payne. He was like, "God damn, I hate it." Hated that. But yeah, best of seven in all rounds now, so David Stern's gotta get that money, so
yeah.
Before his last year, right?
Yep, that's it.
Oh. He will not be missed.
Yeah.
Alright. Winners between the Nets and Bulls, what do y'all think?
I don't think Chicago can hold on that long. Brooklyn, I think that they're just too strong over the course of the series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Brooklyn in six.
Charlie,
this one, you know, is kind of a toss up for me. I feel like it can go either way. I mean, Chicago, they play a lot. They play some good defense, and you know, you play good defense that can keep you in some games. You know, you can get some guys to knock down some shots. You can hang around. Some crazy things can happen. Brooklyn or the fighting Jay-Z's, they have a good collection of talent.
Until it's time for him to give up his shares, since he wants to be a super agent now. He wants to be Ari Gold.
Oh, God. But first he goes to Cuba, and now this.
Yeah, but they have a lot of talent. I don't know if, you know, maybe the lack of playoff experience is going to be their undoing. So I would say if the Nets don't close it out early, then the Bulls are going to take it in seven.
I honestly thought the Bulls have a decent chance. That I think they may be able to pull it off. Just a feeling I have. I don't think Brooklyn's quite there yet.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the lack of playoff experience is going to hurt them. I mean, they got, I guess, you know, a couple guys on the team that have some experience. But, you know, overall, the team, you know, this is their first year in the playoffs in God knows how long. And I don't know if they're going to be able to figure it out, especially, you know, with the physicality and the style of play of Chicago, the way they play defense. So.
Well, I'm sticking with Brooklyn and six. And just to quote Hov, y'all going to learn today.
Yeah, what you think, Tim?
Which series you talking about?
The Nets and Bulls.
I said, what, six? At least, I'll say six games.
Nets.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would help to say which team. Yeah, Nets.
All right. Next
you
round.
You're just making this stuff up as you go along, ain't you, Tim?
Of course.
Next one, we've got the New York Knicks taking on the Boston Celtics.
The fun series with the hate.
Yeah, a lot of hate.
Yeah.
Kevin Knicks. Garnett, who knew?
That's actually there. Game two is taking place right now.
Yeah.
But
look at there. The Knicks are up 70-57.
Yes.
A minute left in the third. I'm calling this one for the Knicks.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Of course.
Knicks are too hot.
Celtics without Rondo, but still managed to put up a fight in the East.
Other guy just can't stand Rondo.
What are you hating on Rondo?
Just don't like him. Sorry. Yeah, I've always hated the Celtics, period, but you know.
True. So, I guess everyone's picking the Knicks, I take it.
Knicks?
Yes.
Yeah, Knicks.
All right.
Celtics getting too old.
Do you think they should have went ahead and just started disassembling the team and just, you know, start rebuilding this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you could, you know, get rid of Garnett when he still have some value. You know, I like Paul Pierce. I mean, he's probably a lifer Celtic, so, you know, keep him around. I know they're getting some younger pieces in there, but you should have moved Kevin Garnett, you know, now. And who knows if Rondo's going to hang around, because I think he might have his eye out the door, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree. I mean, this is probably the year to start breaking it down. Ray Allen left. The big three is no longer there. I think Ray Allen realized he saw the writing on the wall as far as age is concerned.
Yeah.
They ain't going to be around too much longer. Getting the results that they wanted to get. I think that one championship they got was probably the highlight for them.
Right.
And also the twilight for them. So,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. Last series in the East for the first round, the Indiana Pacers is taking on the number six seed, the Atlanta Hawks, our own Atlanta Hawks.
Go Hawks. Win a couple games.
Where they going?
Look, man, I'm gonna tell you. Growing up, not too far from the Omni back in the '80s.
Mm-hmm.
Phillips Arena now.
Oh, come on now, you showing your age for real?
Hey, you know, I've followed the Hawks for a lifetime. And I've learned nothing but disappointment in the playoffs. From our Game 7 loss against the Celtics way back in the day to our first round squeakers and our second round sweeps. I have no faith in the Hawks in the playoffs. Having said that, obviously I'm going with Indiana. I want the Hawks to win, but I'm going with Indiana. I'm thinking that the Hawks are in the middle, or they're in the beginning of a rebuilding phase with our new general manager. I think he's going to bring in some key pieces, and I'm hoping over the next couple of years he brings in the right pieces and really sets the team off on the right path.
Hey, he was able to get rid of Joe Johnson's contract.
Thank God.
Yeah, that contract was going to cripple the team for the next few years. And I was like, some sucker out there got it?
Yep. Sucker named Jay-Z.
Chucking on Jay-Z.
Yeah, man. But, that's why, you know, for me having a kid on the way, that's what I will do is teach them to root for Atlanta teams. That way they learn about their disappointment and they can get somewhat tough about it. And then you teach them the benefit of the backup team. Here you go. Pick another team.
Hey.
Charlie has the Cowboys. So,
They're not my backup team.
Well, that's your main team. Okay. That's your main team. But you could root for the Falcons. But...
Well, I don't root against the Falcons, but, I'm not going to sure win, Tony Gonzalez jerseys or anything.
Shit. Traitor?
I think not. Traitor.
Oh, man. But, I think the Pacers are going to win this one. Been one of the most impressive team this year, the few games I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, during the regular season, I believe the series was tied 2-2 between the Hawks and the Pacers,
yeah.
I think. But again, playoff history with the Hawks,
Yeah, and a lot of talking heads on ESPN were saying, the Hawks pretty much tanked it at the end of the season so they could avoid the heat as long as they could. They wanted to get in this position. And now they're here. Let's see if they're going to win, which I seriously doubt. I see this going 5 games. Maybe the Hawks get one.
I think they can get 2 games. I don't think the Pacers are that great.
The only way they're going to get another game is if they buy tickets.
Oh, boy.
So harsh.
Well, that's
it. I just call them like I see them.
No, surprise. Miami won.
Surprise.
Who'd have thunk it?
All right.
I think it'll be 4-2.
Pacers.
Hawks. Well, yeah, Hawks will get 2 games, but yeah, Pacers ultimately win.
All right. Did you want to just go ahead and finish out the East, Tim?
What's the other?
Well, that's the last series. That's the end of the first round, unless you want to go to the West first round.
We can do West. Since we did the East, we should do the West.
Okay, just go round.
Yeah.
All right, Thunder taking on the Houston Rockets.
I don't see the Rockets holding them off. They just don't have the firepower.
Nah.
Well, I like this series. Houston is an exciting team. They score a lot of points. But you live by the three, you die by the three. If they're not making them shots, it's not going to, like you said, it's not going to last very long. So I would like to see this go 7 games, but I think it'll go maybe 5 or 6, and the Thunder's going to pull it out.
I agree.
Same here.
I see the Rockets get in 1 game. But that's it. Thunder roll. Thunder dogs entertaining people during halftime. Okay. Doing tricks.
Nah, man.
It was entertaining. The dogs were skipping and jumping.
Oh, God. Skipping and jumping.
Skipping and jumping.
Okay.
Skipping and jumping.
All right. Next, the number 4 seed, the Los Angeles Clippers, taking on the Memphis Grizzlies.
I think this has the potential to be the best matchup in the West right now. Right now the Clippers are up 2-0, but they're going back to Memphis. Memphis is a strong team. The Rudy Gay thing messed them up. So
did it though?
I think so.
Because they were, it was in the playoffs without him.
Yeah, I mean, some people are, saying that was a good deal for them. And, yeah, you made the playoffs. But, I can't say that. Anytime you lose one of your top players, I can't say that, it's a good thing. So.
Right.
Okay. Just putting it out there.
But still, right now, I think, going back to Memphis, you still got to deal with Gasol and Rudolph. It's going to be a good series. It's going to be a very good series. It's going to be one of the closer ones, I think. And plus, when the Clippers are off, the Clippers are really off. There's no middle ground for them. They're either on or they're way off. I think this one goes 7.
Didn't it go 7 last year, too?
Did it? I don't know.
I think it did.
I think it goes 7 this year. I think the Clippers take it.
Home and home?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I can't argue with that. I guess, I got to agree. The Clippers, like you said, Herman, they're a streaky team. Once if they get it going, they're exciting to watch. If not, then you never know what you're going to get. And the Grizzlies are a strong team at home. This could go 7 games. Hmm. It's a toss-up to me.
Pretty much even.
Yeah.
So what's the next one?
All right, we got the San Antonio Spurs, number 2 seed, taking on the 7 seed Los Angeles Lakers. No Kobe Bryant playing for the Lakers.
We really have to talk about this one.
So I was going to say, we all have Spurs.
Spurs and 4.
So
Spurs and 4.
Spurs and 4.
All right. The final matchup, from the West first round, Denver Nuggets taking on those Golden State Warriors.
I don't know.
It had a potential for an upset until David Lee got hurt.
Yeah. But, Ken Farida's out too, isn't he?
Is he?
I know he got hurt at the end of the regular season. I don't know how long he's out, but I remember him getting hurt.
Well, yeah, I guess Denver also has the foreigner guy got hurt too.
Yeah, Nello, Gallinari.
Dan.
He's according to this score app, he's supposedly day to day with a torn ACL. I'm like,
who?
Day to day with that? Who is day to day with that?
According to the score app.
How are you day to day with a torn ACL?
Here's how it goes. Golden State injuries, Lee, day to day, strain right hip flexor. Rush, day to day, torn ACL. Denver injuries, Free, day-to-day, sprained left ankle. Stone, day-to-day, sprained MCL. Gallinari, torn ACL, day-to-day.
Like your app just love day-to-day.
Yeah.
they're Bill Belichick of the scoring app. Right. Everyone's day-to-day.
Yeah.
That's terrible. But anyway... And New York 76 to Boston 67, 9:15 left in the fourth.
Yeah.
Right. I think this Denver Golden State series is going to be close. I mean, the Nuggets are a deep team, but the Warriors got a lot of good young players. And you know, their lack of playoff experience is probably going to hurt them in the end. I mean, it's nice to get there, but you know, you got to learn and grow up before you can start succeeding. So,
yeah, I agree. You know, one thing I like about Denver is that maybe last year, year before last, when George Karl said he'll take a team full of guys in the top 10 instead of taking teams with a team with a superstar. When you can develop a team like that,
I don't
need to have the leading scorer in the league. You give me somebody in the top 10. I don't need to have the top rebounder in the league, like Dwight Howard. Give me somebody in the top 10. I don't need to have the leading assist player in the league. Just give me somebody in the top 10. If you can take those players and put them on the same track, it makes for a good team. I think that will outlast Golden State.
That's all fine and good until, you know, it's crunch time and you have no go-to scorer.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's good coach.
You know, if that team plays right, there won't be a crunch time.
Yeah, there's always crunch time. It rears its head every so often.
Yeah.
But what other series we got? Or did everyone pick who they thought was going to win?
I think Denver, but what did y'all think?
I got
as far as that last one.
I got Denver, too.
Yeah, Denver. Like I said, after the David Lee injury.
Yeah, I got Denver, too. And Rodney.
Day to day.
David Lee is officially out, according to ESPN.
Damn, the score app sucks.
He's out on this day.
Yes, he's out. Now, he might play tomorrow, but he's out.
Okay. Out for this day.
Yes.
I'll have to rate that score app as a 1-star. All right. Then if we go to the next round in the East, if what we're thinking is true, we're going to have the Heat taking on, I believe everyone said the Brooklyn Nets, but you know, I thought maybe the Bulls could pull it out, but I think consensus was the Nets. Tougher matchup for the Heat.
It's slightly tougher, but
it is. I'll say this, you know, if all 16 rosters stay as they are right now, as far as health, and there's no significant injuries, like a Kobe Bryant type injury,
yeah,
let's just clear out that whole side of the bracket and get into Miami.
If Derrick Rose comes back,
whatever.
Yeah, and then if Derrick Rose come back, if Scottie Pippen come out of retirement, you know. Mm-hmm. If Michael Jordan suit up again, then the Bulls have a chance. But
besides all that.
Yeah, besides that. Well, you know, like I think the Bulls can pull it out in 7 against the Nets, but, I mean, either way, whoever it is, you know, it's pretty much cannon fire for the Heat. So,
yeah.
Maybe whoever, you know, come out of that series and get one game against Miami, maybe one game, but that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might catch LeBron.
You know what, Charlie? I'd venture to say that Miami may take it personal and try to throw together a 16 game winning streak with two under the belt already.
Dang. So y'all, the consensus is out of the East is pretty much just going to be Miami standing tall.
So you wouldn't give the Knicks a chance to win one game if they faced them in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Under normal circumstances, I would give them a chance, but this is the playoffs. And if LeBron and Dwayne Wade get their mindset on something, they've proven they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've proven they can do it. I wouldn't put it past them. It's possible.
Yeah, I would give the Knicks maybe one game. You know, Carmelo go nuts for like 70 points or something. But
damn, you know, 70 points.
Well, you know, he liked to shoot it, so
yeah,
it's not it's not outside the realm of possibility. But you know, I think that I think the Heat are going to trip up at least once in the playoffs, you know, and maybe they would need that to refocus them, because, you know, a lot of people are pretty much saying, you know, this is, you know, a second coronation for Miami. And sometimes you let some of that talk go to your head. I know LeBron and Wade, those guys will be focused, but some of the other guys may, you know, be a little laxed, and, you know, LeBron can't carry them all the time. So they might trip up once on their way to the finals. But that would be it.
They might. But, you know, like I said, I can't put it past them. Simply because, like you said, you got LeBron and D-Wade with their mindsets. Then you got Mike Miller, who, you know, in all honesty, should have retired last year with his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But found somehow to stay in the league and be productive at what he does.
Dear antler spray.
I like getting
but
paid.
But then you have guys like the Birdman, which you don't know what goes on in his mind.
Yeah.
You need that everybody on the same page.
I'll give you a Birdman and bounce him out with a Ray Allen.
All right, well, I think we pretty much. Did you have anything, Tim?
Nah, that pretty much hit it all.
Okay, so we pretty much figured out the East. Now to the West.
Well, let's see. Actually, I'll say Knicks Heat would be interesting and fun. And I'd give that 6 games.
Okay.
You gave him Brooklyn 2 games?
Not Nets.
No, we're talking about just the finals.
Oh, I thought you said the Nets.
Oh, no. Nah, I think the Nets probably get swept.
See too many sweeps, really, after the first round. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I'd see the Knicks, Pacers, you know, duking it out probably 6
7
games.
I think that can go seven.
Yeah, it can. Yep. Again, then I like to qualify if everybody remains healthy.
Yeah. Never know, you know, especially after Kobe's injury, you never know what's going to happen. So. Yeah.
Well, you know, not only that, but in the playoffs, you know, fouls tend to get a little bit harder.
Yeah.
You remember Andrew Bynum and Ron Artest back in Dallas?
Yeah.
So fouls tend to get a little harder. Mm-hmm. Play gets a little nastier. And, you know, over the course of the games, fatigue sets in, it's easier to get injured. So, you're right. You never really know what happens. So, all things remaining equal, those folks who are healthy now, staying healthy, yeah, you know, that's going to be a close game. 6, mm-hmm. 7, maybe. I'm leaning more towards 6. But it's definitely going to be a great series.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, you know, the league wins, everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
So to the interesting part, which is the West.
Yeah. This one I can't really figure out. So basically, if all things considered, the second round could see Thunder taking on the Clippers, which I think most people thought were going to win that. We're going to beat the Grizzlies.
All right.
Yeah.
I could see the Grizzlies winning that series. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
Okay.
I actually would pick them. But go on.
But taking on the Thunder. Either way, whoever you think will win.
Oh yeah, they'll lose to the Thunder.
They'll lose it, yeah.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
Basically, you're winning just to lose the next round.
Yes. The way I have it playing out.
Alright.
So basically, who could the Spurs beat the Thunder? Because let's just get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
I think they can.
Yeah. They came close to having the best record, you know, in the West, you know, barring like one day. A couple of games or whatever, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I just think the Thunder are. I think the Thunder have the better chance of winning, though, just because of the age and everything.
Yeah.
There's some creaky players for the Spurs.
Yeah, Tim Duncan. I don't know about his knees. His knees are older than the rest of him, I guess.
That's what it seems like.
You know, like you said, you got some players on their team that's been dealing with injuries all season. You got Ginobili, Parker, Duncan. You know, they've all constantly been in and out of the lineup with injuries. Right. You just don't know if they can hold up for seven games, which it could go. And if they did, you know, limp into the finals, which they would technically be limping in. You know, they would just be, you know, dinner for the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'll say this, you know, like I said, the Spurs have a chance to beat. There's a possibility the Spurs could beat Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, it's going to go all seven. It's going to take them seven games to do it. More than likely, I see Oklahoma City winning in five.
Over the Spurs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it would go six.
I have everything going six almost. But, yeah. Yeah, I think it's, I guess, this, like I said, it's almost like a collision course meant to be for the Thunder and Heat again.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, I definitely don't see Denver being the Spurs just because of their experience.
Yeah.
Depending on how long that series goes, you know, you're talking about some old players in the Spurs trying to get past OKC. So, you know, I see the Thunder winning in six.
Okay. So should we just jump to the NBA finals?
Yeah, we pretty much guessed it.
Yeah.
Heat
rematch.
Yeah.
The rematch everyone wanted.
Yeah.
Will it be different this year?
Nope.
I have to agree. Because, like I said, the Heat are even better than they were last year, and the Thunder, some people could say, are slightly worse off.
Yeah, no James Harden.
Yeah. No third. Well, I guess they have to, his name, come off the bench, score points, but he's not really that big a factor. Dude they got from Houston.
Martin.
Yeah, Kevin Martin.
Yeah, he's no James Harden. Plain and simple.
How many games?
They go five last year? Once someone tell me. It ain't go six. Like
I think they did go five.
Yeah, Thunder won a game. So
yeah.
That's what we had to look forward to.
So ending in five, you think?
I'll say sits this time.
Unless Miami decides to lose on purpose just so they can win it back home.
Like they did last year.
When the confetti comes down on, at home.
When the confetti runs wild on you.
Yeah, I think it's going to probably go five games also. Like I said, I don't think the Thunder is as strong as they were last year, and LeBron looks more determined than ever to, you know, get his second ring. So
yeah, he looks like he's not trying to lose anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will he win MVP?
Hmm.
Will he win regular season MVP?
I believe so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or would be the whole Jordan thing of, oh, we're tired of voting for you, so we're gonna give it to someone else.
I mean, if that happens, it'll be so obvious.
Oh, the hate.
Yeah, he's finishing what in the top three or four in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Of all those people, he's got the highest in assists. Mm-hmm. He led his team on a 28-game winning streak.
Yeah,
he went how many games where he scored over 30 points and shot 60% from the field in a row. If he doesn't win it, it's going to be an obvious Jordan thing. Well, you know, it's not fair to other players. Got to give somebody else a chance to win. It's one of those everybody gets a ribbon type leagues, you know?
God.
Yeah. You need to lose.
Yeah, we're tired of you being so great.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean, really, what other, you know, legitimate candidates are there other than LeBron? I mean, yeah, I guess you can make the, you know, the argument for Durant.
This morning on The Herd, they were talking about Chris Paul.
Well, I mean, he's valuable to his team, yes.
Yeah.
But to the league, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that was pretty much, they said, because he makes such a difference to the Clippers that, you know, that he should be, you know, considered for MVP. But I'm like, LeBron's pretty much winning it hands down, so, you know, so tough luck.
If that's the case, you could say that for Carmelo, what he did with the Knicks.
Yeah.
But it's not about, every team has their own MVP.
Yeah,
true.
What was the deal with the Chris Paul beefing with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan?
I don't know what that was about.
Y'all don't pay. I guess y'all not online like, as much as I. Supposedly there was a rumor got out that they were beefing and there was problems in Clipperland. I never actually paid attention to it, which is why I don't know much about it.
I mean, this is their first full season together. What are they gonna beef about?
They're tired. They were tired of hearing Chris Paul's mouth, and they wanted stuff done differently. Probably, you know, they're tired of winning.
Well, they can always go back to being the old Clippers that we grew up with.
Yeah, right. It'd be Billy Crystal and five other people in the stands.
Yeah,
basically, it's like they want more of the offense run through them. Probably, it's like, oh, okay, you're tired of winning. I see. Yeah. You'll win, but under your conditions.
Yeah, you know, we need a lot more alley oops. That's all I know about the Clippers.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well. Let Blake Griffin consistently make some, I don't know, mid-range jump shots instead of dunking all the time.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin, be quiet and collect that UVO money from Kia.
Yeah, keep dunking over cars and eating Subway sandwiches and be quiet.
Exactly.
So sad.
You know, egos clash, so whatever.
What else did we? Was that all that we want to touch on tonight with the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, I didn't have anything. Summed it up there. Miami Coronation.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's a good stopping point for us tonight then. I want to thank Charlie from Third Designs. Go ahead and plug your social media accounts and websites and whatnot, Charlie.
Yes, you can follow me at Third_Designs on Twitter, and you can also like me on Facebook and follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn and everywhere else that Third Designs is representing on social media.
All right. And Herman, I know you want to send a shout out to a special person in your life.
Yeah, shout out my little girl's basketball organization, Peak Performance Basketball. Special shout out to them. You know, I don't have my own company. You can like me on Facebook. I mean, I gotta like you back. Don't find me nowhere.
That would also involve knowing your full name, which I'm sure you don't want to give out. So
no.
Good luck with that, people.
Too many people in the past.
Oh shit.
But if you happen to be friends with either Adam Black or myself, or yeah, either one of us, and you just happen to find Herman out through our friends, you can always send him a friend invite. Whether or not he accepts it,
right. Yeah,
it's another question.
Yeah,
Facebook does not send rejection notices.
Yeah, but you know, Facebook got a thing now where if you want to send somebody a message you don't know, you have to pay $1.
What?
Yeah.
Why even have that?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
$1. That's like throwaway money for some people if they just want to harass someone.
Wow.
See, that's, Facebook isn't getting any money from me, so fuck it.
Well, yeah, because we don't have to send messages to people that aren't on our friends list.
Yeah, but still, I don't know.
You being on my friends list, I'm going to charge somebody for that.
What both y'all say?
I said,
you go ahead.
I was saying, if you're not on my friends list, I ain't got nothing to say to you anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous to charge somebody money for that, but it would keep some stalkers away, some cheap ones.
Oh boy.
yes. And let's see, of course, go to the website theclicknation.com to listen to this episode and previous episodes of Click Nation Podcast. Our last episode to be posted is our the Mania after WrestleMania. Is that, no, the Mania behind WrestleMania.
Yes.
With Adam Black and myself. And of course, there's plenty of Comic Book Chronicle, comic book podcasts to watch and listen to. And by the time this episode airs, there will hopefully will be a very special Comic Book Chronicles that will be up for you to listen to. So stay tuned for that. Follow on Twitter at TheClickNation. My personal Twitter account is at TimDogg98. Adam Black's is
@_Adam_Black on Twitter.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheClickNation. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and to the YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/TheClickNation. Circle us in Google Plus. We have a Google Plus page for The Click Nation and also a community to join. That's just The Click Nation community. And if you ever want to send some feedback to be read on a future show, send that to theclicknation@gmail.com. And special shout outs to popculturenetwork.com and comicrelated.com. And I think that's it for my shout outs.
Well, I would like to give one special shout out to the PWO. You know, this is where it all started with, you know, me, Herm, Rodney, Derek, Rick, and, you know, these two guys there, like my brothers. So, you know, it's always a pleasure to come on Click Nation and kick it with them. And I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, very much. Thank you.
Yes. Who knows, Herman could be on future episodes. So,
hey, I'm still waiting for the Lingerie Football League.
What about it?
We'll be breaking that down.
I need some game tape. I need y'all to give me a press pass so I can check out this new Atlanta team.
Oh.
Yeah, and send me some game tape of that. Slow motion game tape.
See what we can work out for you.
Everything's better in slow motion.
And on that note, for Herm, Charlie, the Adam Black, I'm Tim DOGG, and we're the Click Nation, and we are signing off.
Peace.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys are wrestling. Just in competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the
the race like a street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. Here to a point, number one, best believe that you don't wanna test them. I'll be there for them, coming to grave.